Hello. Welcome to Release Your Wings. We're in a special series called Experiencing God. And tonight's topic is God the Bestower. I hope you enjoy this because it's a very interesting topic. I'm Dan Bagley, and this is Shireen Shada.
Nice.
Hello, Shireen.
Nice to be here, Dan.
It's great to be here with you. So help me out here when we talk about God the Bestower. Bestower of what?
Several things.
Oh, good.
Not just one thing. That's good, isn't it? Several things. He bestows liberation.
Mm-hmm.
He bestows liberation in life. He bestows...
Talk to me about liberation now. What does that mean, bestowing liberation?
Remember at one point we spoke about the home?
Mm-hmm.
And so when we talk about liberation, is that souls go home.
Uh-huh.
That we liberate ourselves from this cycle on earth.
From the birth-death cycle, then there's another step up.
That we go home. And so and that is peace. So liberation is liberation. We receive peace. And then there's liberation in life,
mm-hmm.
where in our BK understanding that earth goes through ages, and we are in the worst age right now, which we call the Iron Age. And in the beginning, it was golden age. And so liberation in life is when we live in the golden age, where
uh-huh.
everything is beautiful. I won't get into that now.
Okay.
But that's liberation in life. And then he bestows divine insight,
mm-hmm.
divine wisdom, which is insight. He vision,
mm-hmm.
divine visions. He bestows visions. He bestows blessings. He bestows fortune.
Wow, there's so much here. Happiness?
Happiness. Happiness uh-huh. is important. Yes, he bestows happiness.
Okay, well, talk to me about happiness. That sounds like a wonderful way to kick off and get going on this one.
For me, I feel that the bestower of happiness happens when he takes the curse of our vices away. Uh-huh. That my happiness lies in me getting rid of my vices. Because my sorrow comes from me living in the vices. And so so that's what he does, is he comes and removes the vices.
So we need to touch on what the vices are, and it isn't, now it would include what drives need for alcohol or various things, but it's not specifically that so much as our thinking.
Like anger
yeah.
or greed, subtle anger too,
yeah.
which if you talk about thinking like dislike and jealousy,
yeah.
all of those are also vices. Lust or greed for something, attachment to something, all
yeah.
of those are the vices I'm talking about.
So within the sorrow question here, and as the giver of happiness, some people have got to ask, well, how do bad things happen to good people? Talk to me about that. Hurricanes, for example.
Oh,
war.
Interesting. Because our understanding is that we reap the reward of our actions.
Mm-hmm.
And collectively, for example, hurricanes is very different from bad things happening to good people on an individual basis.
Yeah.
Hurricanes is a collectively we are experiencing sorrow. And God cannot be blamed for those things.
Mm-hmm.
Because we reap the reward of our actions. And collectively, humanity has created karmas with nature. We have misused nature, we have overused nature, we've used it where it was not necessary, and now it's showing its force.
Ah.
And so that's why we are experiencing those, but it is our creation that we have done that. And in terms of also, individually also, we reap the reward of our actions. Maybe
mm-hmm.
not in this life, maybe in another life, or maybe in this life.
Mm-hmm.
That somewhere, shape, or form, I've given sorrow and I receive sorrow back. There are no innocent bystanders, really.
There are no victims, just volunteers by our own karma?
Yes.
Oh, that's just scary. Does that mean if I'm living in an area...
No, actually, it's very liberating because I can change my karmas. I can change my thinking. I can liberate myself. I can connect with God and get out of that victim mode. In victim mode, it's just... power in it.
Yeah, yeah. So when I decide that I'm a victim, then I've given away my power.
Exactly. And
yeah.
so what God comes and does is he not only bestows happiness,
yeah.
but he also tells us this is the reward of your action.
Got it. So on things like if I'm in San Francisco and there's a huge earthquake, part of that is not everybody gets the same problem, but I'm still in a natural disaster, is that right? That
right.
maybe was brought on by...
By various karmas with matter.
Got it. So does that mean I ought to leave town if I suspect a lot of bad people are there? Or am I going to just live?
No, not necessarily, because karmas with matter is very different from karmas between human beings or what human beings have done. And it's very intricate. Karma is actually a very intricate philosophy.
Yeah. But, you know, of what you're saying may seem a little strange to some people, but I have to look at, well, the easy, less political one is Haiti, and how by burning off all the forests, it promotes more of the flooding and the problems. And when the earthquake came and hit and shook up things, the way the whole infrastructure was designed did not have as much resilience as, say, Japan, which had a much worse earthquake. So part of that, I don't want to put a moral judgment on it, but part of it is what I hear you saying, and that is the effects of nature sometimes are based on where we are through behaviors over a long term.
Yeah, long period of time, right.
Okay, so God is giving us happiness, and we are, in essence, creating karma along the way.
Yes, and so we are reaping the reward of whatever our actions are.
Got it. What about fortune, one of the things that God bestows? Talk to me about that.
Fortune really is wonderful. It's my favorite. It's my favorite topic, because, and I was waiting for you to finish off Haiti, so you can
get to fortune.
Fortune, I feel many times, and this is my personal experience, is when I sit with God, I don't have to ask Him for anything. I open myself to receive from Him. He's not a human being. I don't have to tell Him, give me this.
Right.
And He knows automatically what I need, how to give it, and He gives it. All I have to do is keep myself open, keep myself clean, keep myself honest, and keep myself connected.
Within the Christian tradition, there is be still and know that I'm God. And in that sense, that is beyond the early prayers of the early church were very much closer to meditation than what we would have today.
Yeah,
it is getting very quiet.
Very quiet and not asking. I really don't feel like I need to go begging to my parent.
Uh-huh.
You know, he's my parent. And all I do is I sit with this determined thought. I belong to God and God belongs to me.
And God knows what I need, and I don't need
and
to
I don't micromanage His giving at all, and He'll give it. And also, there was this one time I went through a depression. It was not a clinical depression, but it was a depression brought on by external circumstances. And so I was already practicing meditation at that time, and I tried to many times sit down and experience, and I couldn't. And I wondered, why am I not, you know, not only am I depressed and you're leaving me alone at this time. And then I realized what I was doing wrong. Mm-hmm. That to receive fortune from God, the first thing I have to do is think of my eternal self. Get out of woe is me. Get out of selfishness. Get out of all of those things.
Uh-huh.
And also not think about anyone else, not compare myself.
Mm-hmm.
Just be in my eternal self, and also that I am, that my taking from God is for everyone's benefit. I'm using it for everyone. I'm just not keeping it for myself.
Nice.
And also I'm not seeking credit, that I'm able to really just sit there selflessly and take from God. And I actually went out of it. I went through a series of meditative practices, and I was able to get out of it.
Ah, very nice. So in a funny way, you weren't asking for more stuff or more give me more peace of mind or whatever. You were, in a funny way, just identifying with that part of you that resonates with God, with the being of light, with the point of light. And in a funny way, or in an actual way, that gave you peace.
Yeah, and it gave me the sense of vitality that I was able to really, get rid of the funk that I was in.
Yeah, that takes some level of discipline, I think, but at least the practice of being able to get quiet and not judge and judge our judgment on top of that.
And you know, comparison is a big thing.
Ooh.
Jealousy is a big thing. And so we have to really, when I'm sitting in my eternal self, mm-hmm. and all of these thoughts are there, there's no way I'm going to receive fortune from God. There's no way I'm going, even if I sit in meditation, maybe I'll receive a drop from the ocean.
Yeah.
But it'll just be a drop.
So there, to me, the way I think, at least, there's two variables here. There is, and I'm going to go to an analogy of rainfall, and that is eternal and abundant. God is always showering us with blessing. And then there's a question of absorption. And when I'm being my little self, my selfish self, my victim self, I'm not in a position to accept all the blessings that are raining.
Yeah,
down
I'm not absorbing. It's absolutely right. I'm not absorbing.
So how do you get to that position where you can receive all that's being offered or bestowed on you all the time?
Those were the things I was talking about. Yeah. To just be your eternal self. Don't think about anyone else. Don't ask for credit. Don't ask for mundane little things.
Mm-hmm. And also, meditation is that a piece of the?
It's meditation, but there's one thing I really feel God gives. God doesn't play favorites.
Yeah.
But he does. How come he gives? I feel in even in the BKs, I feel some people get more than others. Mm-hmm. And I've noticed this. He gives according to how much I'm going to use for world benefit, for everyone. And so, yes, he'll give to me as much, but I have to use it in service for others. I cannot keep it to myself.
So it's your generosity that opens up the doors of abundance.
Yes.
How nice. So in a funny sense, if I were to put that into breathing, if you're not exhaling, you can't inhale beyond a certain amount.
Exactly.
You cannot receive beyond a certain amount if you're not willing to spread it out to the,
yes.
the universe. That's a nice lesson to say, therefore, generosity is part of what God offers and
yes, he'll play favorites to you if you are generous.
That's nice. You wanted to talk about blessings in terms of a story of corporate America, and I'm trying to remember what that was. Does that ring a bell?
Yes. I remember recently, we were talking about blessings before we came on air.
Yeah.
And recently, someone who works for a corporate company was saying that he wanted to go on vacation to India, and he said that he's already met 2.5 times his goal. He's in sales, but he's not sure he wants to go on vacation because people in corporate America have very short memories.
Uh-huh.
And so I said, I was thinking that, and I said, but God is opposite of that. He has And in the wider culture in India, God is referred to as the innocent Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason he's referred to as the innocent Lord is because not only he gives generously, he gives without you asking and all of that, but he never keeps any of your weaknesses or mistakes in his heart.
Uh-huh.
And the other thing I've noticed is if you have had even one thought, that he gives the return of that one thought, and he keeps that one thought, that one speciality, that one virtue of yours in his heart.
Uh-huh.
Like instead of forgetting, like he just focuses on that one thing.
Got it. So that tells me several things that are important, the most of which is our understanding that God loves us no matter how wretched we may have judged ourselves in the past.
Yes.
And the abundance is always there, and it is really our capacity to receive and share that makes
it
work for us.
Especially with blessings, that when he gives us blessings, he gives us blessings, and when I actually ask for blessings, I ask for things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me be generous, give me a broad intellect that I can understand people, I can have compassion for people, give me a subtle intellect, let me do more altruistic service. All of those are the blessings I ask for. And I really feel that he appreciates that kind of an interaction other than I want two little things for myself here.
Got it. So when we're wrapped up in ourselves, we make a very small package, as the expression goes.
Right.
And in that small package, not that many blessings can probably fit in.
Yes. Because really, if you think about blessings, what are blessings?
Mm-hmm.
Blessings are good wishes, pure feelings, hope.
Yeah.
And then if I'm able to use it, and then I'll receive more. And if
exactly.
I'm able to use it for other people, then I receive more.
Very nice. Thank you, Shireen. I've learned something tonight. And I hope this has helped you too, no matter what time of day you're paying attention to us.